North Carolina is reporting a grim milestone this flu season. The State Department of Health and Human Services says more than 500 people have died from flu-related illness, the highest number recorded since broad tracking began in 2009. 6 adult deaths were reported last week. State data show flu-related hospitalizations peaked in early February and have declined each week since. In the same announcement, state health officials raise concerns about recent federal funding cuts. They say the loss of more than 100 million and over 80 jobs has weakened North Carolina's ability to respond to public health threats, including infectious disease outbreaks.